from the Meridian Manufacturing Studios. As we wrap up what's going on inside agriculture, the Water Rights Protection Act, supported by the American Farm Bureau Federation and reintroduced into the U.S. House this week, would bar federal agencies from taking the water rights of ranchers on public range lands. Now, the bill stops federal agencies from taking the water rights of land use permit holders when the users are renewing their use permit. Now, those water rights, according to American Farm Bureau Federation's Ryan Yates, are a property right and should be protected by the Constitution.
We were seeing new language inserted into these permit renewals that would require a permittee, be it a rancher or another federal land permittee, to transfer over water rights to the federal government as a condition of that permit renewal. Obviously, that has a profound effect on the Western economy, the ranching economy, and I would argue would violate the Fifth Amendment of the Constitution as a taking.
While the legislation passed the U.S. House in a previous session of Congress, it also addresses future attempts to take water rights from Western ranchers. Now, additionally, Yates says addressing the issue ranchers are facing is a priority of the Trump administration.
The Trump administration has also weighed in on this issue, and in an executive order a couple months ago directed federal land management agencies to cease in these types of actions that would require the transfer of a water right as a condition of a permit.
Yates says farmers and ranchers need to support the bill by reaching out to their elected officials.
The bill should be getting marked up this week, so that really puts it on a path for floor consideration in the House of Representatives. And we're calling on farmers and ranchers across the country, not just the West, to stand up for property rights and encourage their members of Congress to support H.R. 2939.
And again, Ryan Yates from the American Farm Bureau Federation. Well, the GoFundMe page for food industry lobbyist Matt Mika, who was injured in last week's shooting at a congressional baseball game practice, has exceeded its $50,000 goal. Now, Mika was shot multiple times during last Wednesday's shooting at a Republican Party practice the day before the traditional congressional baseball game. Now, Mika was volunteering as a coach for the GOP team during practice last week. Now, he's expected to make a long but full recovery. The GoFundMe campaign reached over $50,000 in just 5 days, after reaching an initial goal of $20,000 in less than 24 hours. Mika is a Tyson Foods Director of Government Relations in Washington, D.C., and a former Senior Director of Legislative Affairs for the American Meat Institute. That's a look at what's going on inside agriculture. Well, we'll give you a break over the weekend. Same station, same time, Monday. I'm Farm Director Terry Loomis.